The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our weekly show, Hope. We're downtown Corinth at Super Talk Radio Station with our friend Dr. Phil, trying to keep us in line, and it's a beautiful Thursday morning. I've been out to the land out there where the Freedom Center's new campus will be, and they're moving logs, cutting logs, and it's just a beautiful morning. But on top of that, Bobby, it is opening day of baseball season, and my Yankees play at 2 o'clock. So it's exciting day.
Exciting day.
Yeah.
And if you're a Braves fan from this part of the neck of the woods, they are opening in San Diego with my San Diego Padres. And so while I hope that we sweep them, I do love the Braves kind of on the side.
Yeah, and that's me too. I mean, I'm a Braves Cardinal guy too, but Yankees to come first. So we're rooting for the Yankees today. We start at 2 o'clock against Milwaukee. Milwaukee's got a local kid. I don't know. I don't think he'll pitch this series yet. I don't think. But Brandon Woodruff is from my alumni, the Wheeler High School down there in Prentice County. So we're excited about that too. Got a chance to see him pitch a couple years ago against the Yankees in Milwaukee. So I was excited about that. But it's a beautiful day, Bobby. We've got an all-star lineup today. My wife said it was the all-star of Corinth. Lane Yoder is here with us. So I'm excited. Bobby, you know her. I'm just getting to know her, so I'm all excited about that. So, Lane, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. My wife, I want to tell you what she said about you. She said, oh, my goodness, she's fabulous. Everything she does will be good. I said, Maria, you ain't never said that about me. She said, because I'm saying it about her.
Okay. That is too nice. Yeah. That is too nice.
So we're excited about that. And, Lane, tell us the new title. The reason we got you here today is talk about the home of Elroy, but you are now the director of marketing and development.
That is correct, yes.
So what does that look like?
Well, right now, since we are a staff of two and we are unpaid, it looks like a lot of things. But mostly it is. So the development is cultivating our donors through churches, individuals, foundations. And then the marketing side is our social media presence, is keeping our website fresh, is kind of doing some branding that we're trying to get out in the community. But really, again, it's wearing multiple hats and doing whatever it takes to keep the ministry moving forward.
Bobby, I've been here 21 years, and I don't have nobody does that.
So yeah, we actually don't know what she's talking about. But however, we've heard of it and have seen it done well in other places.
So it is exciting to see this, to kind of come develop in us. So, Lane, we're fixing to ride your back on a lot of things.
Please, by all means.
We need to learn, and that's exciting, and we're excited about the home of Elroy. It's going in the old Glen Schoolhouse. I've been out there a couple times just to see how it's going. Last time was probably 6-8 weeks ago, and there was a guy out there like on a Tuesday working,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of his name.
Dennis. He's our go-to guy.
He's the guy. So it looks like they've got a Dennis and a Lane, and they are rolling.
And Stacy. Yeah, don't forget Stacy. Yeah.
We've had Stacy on the show.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
excellent.
Stacy's been here a couple times, and we'll have you and her back.
Wonderful. We'd love it.
The closer you get and stuff. But tell them what's going on at the Glen School.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're doing right now is we're 98% finished with the demolition, which is phase one. Phase two is doing all the build out. So we're in the process right now of building out the bathrooms. And then phase three is going to be all the pretty stuff where we start doing the paint and we start putting the furniture. We've had closets and bed frames donated to us from Itawamba Community College. So we got closet units to go in, but we will need to do things like build a commons area and, you know.
Can I throw something in for the Freedom Center?
Please.
Because I think the Freedom Center guys went and picked up closets.
That's right, yes.
So we're always hunting places we can help. So big shout out to Ronnie Martin and them guys because they helped go get some of that stuff, I know.
Yeah.
And stuff. So it's going to be... tell us what it's going to be.
Yeah, so we're going to have, it's going to have two wings. So right now we are developing the east wing, which will have six bedrooms. The classrooms are going to be the bedrooms. The other side, the west wing, which we hope to start the renovation in 2026, will have five bedrooms. And so when we are fully operational, we'll be able to house basically 11 families, possibly depending upon if a mom just has just her and her child, we might be able to house up to 15 families. But the larger classrooms will be for the larger families. A mom can bring up to three children with her. So, the classrooms will be the bedrooms.
So give us the big picture again. What is Elroy? What does it mean? Who's your client?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a life recovery center and program for single moms and their children. And so we will be working with single moms to help them heal from trauma, addiction, abuse, codependency, poverty, whatever we need to do to help stabilize that mom so she is the best and the most healthy version of herself. Of course, she's going to learn about Jesus because all lasting recovery comes in knowing the Lord. But her children will get to come with her. A lot of recovery centers for women. Women aren't allowed to bring their children, but the recovery of the children as well as the mom as a family unit is what we are really after. And it is long-term lasting recovery on into eternity so that we break those adverse generational cycles and these families will live differently for the rest of their lives.
That's how you say it.
Yeah, I'm already in it. What have we been doing, Bobby?
I don't know. We just say helping folks. Yeah. But they say it like that.
Yeah, that was the educated side. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was really good. Lane, I'm excited to have you here today. I'm excited to get to work with you and go down the road a lot farther now. And I'm grateful to have you in this community. How long have you been back in this community? Have you always lived here?
No. I'm from here and graduated from Carleton High School, but moved away, got to do exciting things like live in London and New York City. Moved back in 2007 to work for Regions Bank, but then got married and moved to my husband's hometown in Tullahoma, Tennessee. But he and I moved back almost to the day 5 years ago. All so right. We moved back to Carleton in the middle of COVID. So
All right. Well, we're excited. You make the community better. You're going to make our radio show better. Ronnie Martin ain't with us today. And Ronnie, if you're listening, you may be fired. We may have a new co-host. So listen, we get to do this show every week. We're thankful for this show. We've been doing it about 4 years, and we're thankful we get to do it. Bobby Capps, director of Crosswind Ministries. I direct Living Free Ministries. Ronnie Martin is not with us today. He is working on her golf tournament that's coming up in April 25th and 6th at Sholo Ridge. We have Langley Wealth Management is our presenting sponsor again. We have six other sponsors, co-sponsors. We have 29 whole sponsors so far. So if you put that together, that's like 36 altogether. We would like to have about 40. We really need about four more. But, man, the community's come together for us again. We've got so many whole sponsors. I'm going to be putting them out on social media. But I want to mention Langley Wealth, then Subway, Nick Bain, Grace Chapel, the church there, Freddie T's, our friends at the Dinner Bell, Gatlin's Pharmacy, and Pittman's Construction is our big sponsors. So a big shout out to them. And Bobby, we get to do this show every week because of our radio sponsor. And we're just starting something new. The presenting show today is by my wife, Wilco Real Estate Group, for all your real estate needs. I promise you, my wife's going to outwork anybody in the real estate business. She'll do it. My daughter's a part of that team. We're family. My son runs the mattress store. My wife and daughter is in real estate. Our son-in-law, Kirby, helps at the Freedom Center. So it's definitely a family deal when you get us. So we're thankful for that.
Happy birthday, Preston.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Preston was 31 yesterday. Other sponsors today is Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet. We've got a big sale going on. Nick Bain, Jeff Green at Jeff's Barbershop there across from our mattress store on Highway 72. Jeff cuts all of our guys' hair. He cuts all of our guys' hair. He takes care of our whole bunch out there. It don't matter if we got 6 guys or 15 guys. Jeff Green cuts their hair. He takes care of them and things. So we're thankful for Jeff. The Dinner Bell, Melissa Carson, and that whole team has helped us a long time. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim Calvary, and Sheila, they're first-class folks. Man, for all your funeral needs, Magnolia Funeral Home. Crosswind Ministries, Bobby, how long y'all been here now?
This is our 20th year.
20th year.
Fantastic.
20th year here in the community, helping folks, making a difference, and a team of two. You and Angel, but you got a bunch of volunteers. Yeah, and then we got Truett there somehow. Yeah. Where do we put Truett at?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Truett is on the coast right now. He carried a boy to the Home of Grace for us yesterday. He spent last night. He's going to spend the night there at the Home of Grace, and he's bringing back one of our own tomorrow for the weekend, Kane. So big shout out to Truett.
Yeah, and he's been very helpful to us. We're very thankful.
Yeah.
As he is to us at Freedom Center also.
Gatlin's Pharmacy there in Tishomingo County, our friends Bart and Don Dorn, big supporters for a long time. For all your pharmacy needs there at Gatlin's Pharmacy, reach out to them. I want to give you a couple phone numbers. We're going to go to a break. We've got Lane Yoder here with us today. So listen, anywhere in the country, you can listen to us at supertalk.fm Corinth. When I'm out of town on Thursdays, I'm just making sure Bobby and Ronnie don't talk about me. So, all right, so it's super, and that don't matter if I'm listening to them or not, they will. But supertalk.fm Corinth, and look, you can text, comment, question to Lane or anything about our show, 662-603-9829. 662-603-9829. You can text us for any comment or question. Man, we're thankful for today's show. We're excited about it. Go Yankees. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey, we welcome you back to our second segment today. We've got a special show. We got an all-star lineup for the whole day. I got Lane Yoder with us today. We got Joey and Kerry Blackley tonight at Living Free. And, man, we're excited about that. They pastor the church in the Highlands there. Going into Henderson on 45, and Joe and Kerry was one of the first big victories we seen at Living Free probably 19, 20 years ago. And they went on, and man, Joe's just got one of the best personalities I know. And he probably number two now. Lane may be number one. But so Lord's just used him, so I'm excited about that. That starts at 6 o'clock tonight. And anyone's welcome. But we're here today with Lane Yoder of Corinth. And, man, her and her family's been in Corinth a long time. Her dad was here before the Civil War.
I think so, yes.
Uh-huh. He lived in a house that was here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
No, but your dad and family's made an impact on this community. And here you are just following in footsteps. And you've got an opportunity now to help a home of Elroy get started at the
very beginning. Yeah.
At the very beginning of it. I know what it's like to, 20 years ago or 21 years ago, maybe even 22 years ago, getting Living Free started. And I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
They've got somebody that knows what they're doing. And that kind of excites me. And well, Bobby, you've been in town for how long now? 16, 17 years?
Yep.
And so you've known this family and stuff.
18 July 4th.
And oh, wow. Things. So, and we are with our program, now the Living Free program, it's for men and women. We've helped hundreds of women get into residential programs over the year. We almost do every week still. But this program that y'all are building right now at the Glen School is a different type program. Mm-hmm. It's not a drug recovery program. It's not a drug rehab. It's not a homeless shelter. So tell us what it is.
Well, it will be recovery, but like, for example, we're not a detox facility. Yeah. So a woman would have to be medically clean before she could come to us. But there's still recovery, obviously, yeah, associated right. with that. We're not a battered women's shelter. So if a woman is in a toxic, dangerous relationship, that threat will have to be lowered before she could apply to us. And we're not a homeless shelter. So
how does that happen, Bobby?
Well, we have a shelter here in North East Mississippi, North whatever we
what Northeast, are we? North yeah, North
and it's in called the Safe Shelter, if you just Google that and look that up, you can find a phone number and you can call. Of course, it's private; its location is private for obvious reasons. But if someone's a battered woman, we get them into the Safe Shelter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the regional resource that we have for people that are in those type of relationships that are very dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a woman will come to us and she'll be recovering from a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of our board members are going to transition to staff positions, and they're going through the necessary training to do like the intense trauma recovery, to do a lot of drug recovery training, so that they can help a woman get back maybe to that place where the trauma occurred, which then led to perhaps addiction or codependence or whatever it is. But we got to go back to the place where that happened and help her heal and then move forward. But we're going to do things like parenting classes, life skill classes, group counseling, individual counseling. When a woman gets to a certain point in her recovery, she's going to need to get a job. Mm-hmm. You know, we want her to get a job. We want her to start doing those things that make her an active contributing member of society, in addition to being that whole and healthy mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what I'm really excited about is that when we had a similar program, what we didn't have was all the gals on one campus where we had access to them, and it was out in the neighborhood, so it was a little bit tougher to kind of do some programming that you're going to be able to do because you have it on campus. And, of course, there's a cost to that, and we'll talk about that in a little while, but to develop a campus like that. But I'm telling you, the upside is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because our 7-year program of doing faith housing, we really realized that had we had the girls on campus, the breadth and the depth of the care that we could have given them would have been really helped by that. And so we're really thankful. You didn't say, and of course, you know, I'm a Bible nerd, so I have to do these things. And so, like, what does Elroy mean?
Oh, Bobby, I'm so glad you asked that question. So, Home of Elroy, it comes from Genesis chapter 16, verse 13, and it is Hagar. Hagar, when she was sent out into the desert, and Abraham had been together, and she sent out to the desert, and she thinks this is where she's going to die, but yet God speaks to her, and she names God Elroy because he is the God. She said, "You are the God who sees me." And Hagar is the very first single mom in the Bible. And that is what we want our women to know, is that God sees them.
Felt abandoned, felt alone, abandoned and alone.
Absolutely,
no question about that. But
outcast.
Not to God. Not
correct.
To the God who saw her.
Exactly. Yeah.
My daughter years ago had a t-shirt made that she would give girls, and I go to the alternative school every week.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love for you to come with me sometime.
Yeah.
But we gave shirts away, but it was a Song of Solomon. I think it was chapter 4, verse 12 or something. It said that you are made without blemish.
Mm.
And I've always loved that verse and stuff. And sometimes people just need to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe they can start to believe that. And that's where hope comes.
Well, and part of the healing is that we weren't treated that way, though. We were treated as if we could be run over, as if we could be hurt, as if we were less than human. You know, we were dehumanized. And one of the things that God does as he heals us is he rehumanizes us. He brings us back.
Okay.
And
yeah.
He's our glory, and he lifts our head up and the heads that have been down. And so why? Because he sees us and he cares about us when we're alone in the desert and we think that we've been kicked out and nobody cares.
You mentioned a board of directors. Tell us who that is.
Yes. So Stacy Baxter is the founder and the executive director. Pam Paul Brown, also another graduate of Corinth High School, is our president. Eva Kirk.
We've had Eva and
you have Stacey. Okay, yeah. Wonderful. Vicky Gann is our treasurer. Mindy McNutt with the Bridge House.
Mindy's been here many a time.
Oh, Mindy is awesome.
She works with us a lot.
Yeah. That's the five of us. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, and my wife loves Pam Brown, too. So
she's a total sweetheart. Yeah.
So you've got a great group, and y'all been getting this thing organized how long?
Well, Glenn gave us keys to the school May of last year.
Almost
a year.
Almost a year. But this was on Stacy's heart for a while here.
You know, I got to listen in on an interview yesterday. We had a volunteer come in and interview Stacy, and we're going to use that material, Facebook and the website. And I just got to basically sit at her feet and listen to her tell the story. And it is, the idea came to her while she was sitting at church in Oakland Baptist, and she has apologized to Brother Randy many times because she stopped listening to his sermon because she was listening to God. And it was August 29th of 2022, and just all that Elroy is becoming just started pouring out of her. I mean, and she wrote down 501c3, board of directors, transitional housing, single moms, children, recovery. And I just gave myself chill bumps saying that. But yeah, so that was really when that came about. And then she told the story that she and Pam got involved with Embrace Grace, you know, which is a program through Oakland helping single moms right now, went to an Embrace Grace conference. Jackie Hill Perry was speaking, and Jackie, the focus of the Embrace Grace conference, where she was the lead speaker, was on the story of Hagar. And so it's just neat how God kind of weaves it all together.
Well, when we come back for a third, we're going to find out how the community can help, how they can give and stuff. Let me ask you, this weekend's a big weekend at the Bridge. They've got a recovery revival starting Friday night. They got a guy named Josh Sherman that is preaching. I've heard this guy preach. He can bring it. And it'll be exciting. But Saturday morning, at 8 o'clock, they're going to have breakfast for everybody. At 9 o'clock, they're going to have a networking thing. Y'all going to be there?
We're going to be there.
All right. We will be there, too. At 10 o'clock, they're going to have a panel discussion on things. They've got Judge White there. They've got some other people.
Nick Bain, I think.
Oh, yeah. Nick was with us last week here. Nick, our guy Ronnie Martin is going to be on there, and some other people. So it's going to be exciting. Everyone's invited. If you want to know more about what's going on in your community, I would really invite you Saturday morning to come to the Bridge. And you're talking about a church that's making a difference in their community. The Bridge is it.
Yeah.
And they just, you said last week or week before last, Bobby, that Bishop Rich there just has had that heart a long time about the community. When my brother was in prison in Tishomingo County, they went to the Bridge, and he always talked about Pastor Rich.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, he's been plugged in. I mean, and of course, you know, it's God's heart.
Yeah,
you know, God's heart is for His people to be the light and in their community, and not to hide themselves on the hill. And you can, I promise you, that church hasn't. And so I'm thankful. It's easy to introvert and hide yourself on a hill, but they've been a great example in that area. And so we got to go to break right now. We're so thankful for our sponsors.
Yeah.
And when we turn around, I want you to hear also how personally Lane has been called to this ministry, and we'll let her tell that story on the flip.
Yeah.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen Attorneys at Law are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen Attorneys at Law will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills and what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell, where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey, folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Corinth, Mississippi. And listen, we've got big news for 2025. We got a mattress of the month every month. And listen here, for the month of March, don't miss this deal. We have bed in the boxes, 10-inch foam mattresses, twin and fulls, $199, queens and kings, $299. Listen, don't miss that deal. You got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back. We're in our third segment of today's show. It's a beautiful day here. They say it's going to be about 80 degrees. But let me tell you, the Yankees is coming on about 2 o'clock, so make your plans. Listen, Lane, you've talked about the home of Elroy Wood. Got started out of Genesis, and you've gave us your board, the board and stuff. And you are the director of marketing and development.
Yes.
You've told us what that is, but how can we help? Tell us how the community can help.
Yeah.
I know you need volunteers on Saturday and other things, but at the end of the day, you need money.
At the end of the day, we do need money. We have the two big projects that we need funded right now, having HVAC installed across the entire facility and having flooring installed across the entire facility. So we estimate that the HVAC is going to be $70,000 and the tile, the flooring is going to be about $55,000. Now, I will say Town of Glenn has been wonderful to work with. And so I just want to give them a shout out because they're letting us, they're going to let us lease this building. And so we just feel very grateful that we have this opportunity to make the improvements to the school with their support.
I finished high school at Wheeler, but that sounded like $125,000.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, okay. It so, is. So, yeah, so Lane, we are. Yeah.
Before I got saved, I was a bookie. So yeah. I was pretty good. I was pretty good with numbers.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, Tommy. Yeah.
But listen. Yeah. How can we help?
Yeah, so, well, in a lot of ways. First of all, last year we got a very generous anonymous matching gift of $125,000. We actually have done quite well, and there's only about $30,000 left to call in on that. But if you are...
So if you get 30 more, you get $125,000?
No.
Don't match it then, or...?
No, they've been matching it along the way.
Okay.
So
30 would be 60.
30 would be 60. So anything that is given now up to about $30,000 will be matched dollar for dollar. So any gift will be automatically doubled. So we are currently a special project of the Create Foundation out of Tupelo. We have applied for our own 501c3, but Create is letting us go up under the umbrella of their 501c3. So people can give online at Create. There's a drop-down menu that says Home of Elroy. You can send in checks. But everything right now needs to flow through Create, but they don't take anything when we get our 501c3. They'll write us a check to zero out the Home of Elroy account, and we get all of that. So money is a great way. I remember years ago when I was here as a banker, Bobby Capps gave me the verse Ecclesiastes 10:19, every banker's favorite verse, which is money answers everything. So I have never forgotten that.
Yep.
By the way, directors and directors of development, that's their favorite version.
Yes, exactly.
So, but I heard that there's kind of a volunteer weekend every weekend.
There is.
Tell us about that.
Yeah.
How can somebody who has carpenter skills or drywall skills or whatever, how can construction guys, how can people that want to come and volunteer? What does that look like? Who do they get in contact with and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can reach out to us on our website or through Facebook, but we are there every Saturday from 8 a.m. to about 2 p.m. There is work to be done no matter your skill level. If all you can do is simply carry broken plywood or 2x4s to a trash pile, well, we need you. But what we do need are we need people who do have some construction skills. We are just completing getting the roof on it, but we are doing the build out on our bathrooms. So anybody has any kind of plumbing experience, that's great. But really any skill level, just somebody who is willing to put some sweat equity into helping us get this building to where we can open it and it can be a residential facility.
Awesome. So give, volunteer. If your Saturdays, you got a Saturday, you just want to go out and serve the community and help this great project, please just show up at the Old Glenn School and help at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then, Lane, what I wanted to ask you about, a couple years ago, and you and your husband came and sat down, you had a burden on your heart, and we're just curious about what's going on in the neighborhood. Tell us what was happening there and how God called you to alongside of Stacy.
Yeah, so actually, it did come about through Bill, my husband. So I am, I'm adopted, and I think most people that know our family know that about me. But I actually, my very beginnings were from the United Methodist Home for Unwed Mothers in New Orleans, and so I think that's always been a tender spot in Bill's heart, knowing that about me. But when we learned about what Crosswind was doing, that really resonated with him when y'all were, you know, working to set up a home. And so he leaned into that, and he actually met Stacy first, because I guess she was partnering with Crosswind. Interestingly enough, probably over a year ago, they went out to lunch together, and she had this epiphany from God, and she's telling Bill about it, and be like, Bill, this is revolutionary. Nobody else is doing this kind of long-term recovery for women. It's fantastic. And he's like, well, actually, Stacy, have you heard about this ministry in Middle Tennessee called Blue Monarch? And she hadn't, but Bill and I know of this ministry. Bobby, we went several years ago when they were in their infancy, and it is very much a God-anointed, God-appointed ministry in southern Middle Tennessee that is doing long-term recovery for women and their children. And through Bill, Stacy was able to be introduced to Blue Monarch. And then so she knew Bill first and then invited me to come be the vice president of the board. And we are now being mentored by Blue Monarch. We've been up there for intensive board training and volunteer training. And it's just, it's great. We are honored.
So, yeah, I love this. I love that about your story and about your husband's heart for you and how it mapped onto y'all's vision and where y'all want to put your, you know, teeth. And because it's true about me too, you know, my sister was ritually abused. I have two homeless brothers that have literally been homeless their whole lives. Mm. And there's something about that God says, I want you to comfort people with the same comfort that I gave you when you needed comforting.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he looked and saw how God took care of this little girl who was, you know, raised in this little home for unwed mothers.
Orphanage.
Orphanage, you know? And it's the same with me, you know? I mean, my brothers have been troubled. And a homeless guy asked me one time, he said, man, what are you doing, like, doing all this stuff for me? And I said, well, let me just tell you about my brother. Yeah. And I said, I'm really doing it for him. And he's the guy that I know. I mean, these are the people, you know? I mean, and so I'm thankful. I'm thankful that God allowed that experience in your life to bear this type of fruit.
Yeah.
It's like this beautiful thing. Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's holy ground. It really is. It's like God like comes and he rescues this little girl, you know, named Lane. And then he just like lets her be a part of a rescue. And so that's like this magic stuff that God does,
God's awesome, know? Like that.
Great. Thank you for sharing.
Well, look, text line 662-603-9829. Lane, if somebody wants to talk to you about this, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can email me. It's Lane, L-A-N-E, at home of Elroy.org. And so Elroy is spelled E-L-R-O-I, home of Elroy.org. And yeah, please email me. I'm happy to help answer any questions, provide assistance, directions, whatever is needed.
Yeah, and if a person wants to give, they can go to y'all's webpage.
They can, absolutely. There's a link on our webpage. It's, again, homeofelroy.org, and there's a link on there right at the top for donate, and it will direct you to the Create site, and that's how you can give.
I think Alex said
what
did Alex Sellers create y'all's
website? Did, yes.
Alex set all of ours up. Big shout out to Alex Sellers
Big
Media.
Shout out. Yeah.
Alex is great at what he does, so yes. We're thankful for that. What was you saying, Bobby?
I'm just spelling it again because us country people are going to like do it like Leroy.
Yeah. And
so
that's right.
It's E-L-R-O-I.
I, not Y.
any kind of project day that you kind of got in mind when you're going to be able to open the doors?
Yeah. So this is where we are. We are going to do what we're calling a soft opening. We're going to launch Elroy on August 1st. Now, I want to be clear in saying that. And that it may not mean that the Glendale School is ready for residents. We may have to do temporary housing, but to start with just a couple of moms, because we met as a board and we decided our ministry is not a facility. Our ministry is serving moms and children. And we want children to be enrolled. Our children will go to the Alcorn School District, and we want the children that are going to be a part of this will be their home at the Glendale School. We want them to be enrolled in school if they are of school age. So we may have to have a temporary home, but it will give us a way to do a soft opening, to get down our daily schedule, to perfect our counseling, just to kind of, we're not going to take on six families at one time, but we would love to open with one or two families until, have them at a temporary place until the facility is open, which we hope will be this fall. And by God's grace, if it's open August 1st, then that's where they'll be. So,
all righty.
Well, we're excited about it, to have in the community there at Glen School. We're going to take a break, and then we're a little early for the break, but hey, that means we got longer in our last segment. Okay, we'll be right back to wrap this show up.
In Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey, we welcome you back. Man, it's been a great morning. It's going to be a great day. It's a beautiful day here in North Mississippi. If you pass out there by Alcorn Central School, man, you'll notice where the future campus of the Freedom Center. They're bringing log trucks in. They've got equipment out there. It's starting to look different. I promise you, be patient with me. It's going to be something that the community will be proud of. It may take us 3 or 4 years to get there, but it's going to be nice. I know I've had neighbors calling me. The community's wondering, but listen, I know it's looking different now, but it's going to be something that this whole community in North Mississippi that'll be proud of someday. Drive out by there. It's on Alcorn Central School Road. Once you turn off of 72, about a mile down on the left. And, man, just we'd love for you to take
a
look
at it. How do you get to Elroy, the Glenn School, for those people that don't know? Make that easy for us.
Oh, boy. Okay, you're going to test me.
Go through the red light on Alcorn Central. All right, the red light at Alcorn Central School. Go through the red light. Go to the community of Glenn. Right there you'll see the community town hall on the left. Turn right there beside it, and you can go right down.
It's the first. Okay. It's the first road after Hog Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but, there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, but oh, yeah, you can
County Road 226.
You can go in there too. Yeah. Go across the railroad tracks, and right there it says,
yeah.
It's the old Glenn Schoolhouse. They're making it look great, and it's going to be, again, it's something that the community is going to be proud of.
Absolutely.
Once we get there.
Yeah, and y'all were asking earlier very kindly about how people can help. I tell you, we have got, Stacy, our founder, has a list of projects. So this is an all-call to those maybe Eagle Scouts who need a project. We want raised beds for gardening. Again, women are going to need to learn life skills and gardening, and making your own food is part of that. We've got, tennis courts need to be redone. We want to build a gym. I mean, not a gym, playground, play set.
Yeah. The reason I like that place is because of the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The historical gym's there.
Yeah.
It is. I really love the building.
That's
phase
four-ish.
Well, no, actually, that's funny. No, let me tell you, I got to give a shout out to the Junior Auxiliary Crown Club. Young girls from all of the surrounding high schools have taken two sections of that gym and are turning it into high-end clothes closets that we are going to fill with new clothes for our women and their children.
Wow,
and
cool.
But that's also going to be our worship place, and it's going to be obviously, recreational as well. So it's going to be a multi-purpose.
Good.
That
so
gym.
Right up
it's
front. A, good.
It's
yeah.
super
that.
Nice.
Thing. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's really nice there. So, again, Glenn Schoolhouse, it'll be the home of Elroy.
The home of Elroy.
And let me tell you one thing I thought about when she was talking about the Junior Auxiliary and Eagle Scouts. I also thought about Sunday school classes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, churches want to do mission trips.
I thought
absolutely.
About, yeah, you want to do a mission trip where a lot of us will go somewhere and do construction, and churches do that all the time. And help out, and right here in your own neighborhood, you can do a missions project right at home with Elroy.
That will impact your
community. Will impact your own community and women that grow up in this community. So
yeah, we had that years ago. Remember, do you remember Mission Corinth? Yeah. So
talk about our community for a minute, since we are. I mean, this community is so
generous,
just unbelievable. I don't know of another community around that has like the nonprofits or the I'd like to say the ministries that's going on from the Lighthouse to Crosswind to Living Free, the Freedom Center, now the home of Elroy. I know I'm leaving out some, but listen, this community's got
some of
heart.
The educational ones like Project Attention, the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the thing is it's like our community, and this is just by God's grace and the continuing in it, has just had a burden for the people that live in its margins, yeah. You know, and they've been willing, you know, not only to give their heart and their time, like this is the way the Lord said it. He said, don't be hard-hearted or tight-fisted. I mean, that's just a great thing. And our community's heart is open, and so is their hand. And what a wonderful gift. And so I'm glad to be able to meet a specific need in our community and have it be done at the excellence that I know that you guys will bring to it. It's really wonderful, and I'm thankful.
Well, we're excited, and it is an honor. It's an honor to be able to serve these families, truly, honor. And we are not worthy, but to help fulfill God's purpose and plan.
Well, you know, let me just give an update about the Freedom Center since Ronnie ain't here. Like, you know, we have an opportunity to serve, and listen, Lane, we have men at our program right now from Illinois, Georgia, we have from over in Alabama, of course, Tennessee and Mississippi, but we've had men come from California, Texas, Florida. We've had teachers. We've had all types of profession people, I mean, to come and be a part of the Freedom Center right now. So, you know, we have people come to Corinth to get help. Mm-hmm. And now you're opening up another door. That's going to be a refuge, a safe haven for some ladies and their kids to get help. And this community has an opportunity to be part of it.
Absolutely.
And just, it goes back to the heart. We've talked about it a long time. We've had pastors stay at some churches 40 years and stuff. So, I mean, this has been built for a long time. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what a pastor told me when I went to him 21, 22 years ago and tell him what I wanted to do. Man, you're fixing to open a can of worms up. You ain't never going to be able to put the top back up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if we know anything from Blue Monarch, it's that we will have a waiting list. I mean, everywhere we go to talk about Home of Elroy, it resonates that there is such a strong need to help single moms stabilize their lives.
And they so want to be with their kids. They don't want to, they don't want to take any time out where they have to go, you know, in these other environments where they're afraid, there's risk, you know, that they'll lose them and all this kind of stuff.
That may change the numbers, because numbers says 9 out of 10 people don't want to go into residential programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but you open up the door that a lady may be able to bring their kids. That's a game changer.
That's right. If she has the courage to get herself out of a bad situation, she doesn't want to leave her children behind. She's not going to leave her children behind.
Well, Lane, we're going to have you back someday. I'm excited. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And any last words you want to say? Anything else?
The last thing I want to say that I forgot to mention earlier is we are going to need an army of volunteers to help with this. So beyond just simply the renovation, we're going to need, again, people to teach budgeting and how to shop and how to plan healthy meals and exercise and all those kind of things. So, you know, however you feel like you can serve. So,
and here's an opportunity to be on a mission field in your own hometown.
Yep.
And by the way, we're all missionaries.
That's right.
We're all missionaries. Hey, listen, tonight at Living Free Ministries, my friend Joe and Carrie Blackley will be with us, pastors of the Highland Church up in Henderson. You want to hear these guys' story. You want to hear their testimony of restoration and how God's just done some special things in their life. So join us tonight at 6:00. We'll have a meal afterwards. Our man Rocky will kick off with a few songs, and then we'll have that. We meet there every Thursday night, so we'd invite you. Lane, we wanted you to come by and see what we do on Thursday.
I want to.
On any Thursday night. I'd love for you to come and be a part of it. Listen, Bobby, we always close out with our verse. Are you going to do it?
I'm going to give you another one today because of our ministry.
Okay.
So missionary means the sent ones. And let's close this way. Jesus said, my Father sent me, and I'm sending you.
Mm. Amen.
That's pretty
great.
Good. So, yeah. So it sounds like he's got a team together that he has been, that y'all have been sent, and you wasn't sent to Europe or London or wherever you've been before.
We're sent down Highway 72.
you've been sent just right out here in the county. A Corinth girl is going over to Alcorn Central. What the hell? Okay.
I love it. It's awesome.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Listen, let me read. We've got a minute, so I'm just going to go ahead and read it. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, authority before all time and now forever. Amen.
Amen.